pleasure to see you again. Señor Presidente.
Chair. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on the appointment as chair and to guarantee your full cooperation and support as you discharge your duties. Chair, for Chile, the Convention on Conventional Weapons and its additional protocols are fundamental instruments for international humanitarian law, and they enshrine the principle that the means and methods of war are not unlimited. In its protocols, we see furthermore enshrine the principle of the distinction, and it is for that reason that observing the provisions of these instruments allow to relieve the human suffering that is caused by the use of weapons of indiscriminate use on civilians and that are excessively harmful for combatants. Furthermore, their eminently evolving nature gives them the necessary plasticity to respond to emerging and current threats. In view of this, the current review should be seen as an opportunity to recognize the shortcomings while we take actions aimed at improving its implementation. To that end, we only need the political will to forge ahead. Now we would like to highlight some of the aspects that as my delegation sees that are essential to strengthen the convention and its additional protocols in light of the current international challenges. First, a report on universalization and a report on sponsorship. Bearing in mind the humanitarian ends of this convention, and that along with recognizing and being grateful for the efforts to universalize it through several actors, including the Secretary General and the chairs of the convention and the protocols, we would like to express our concern at the low rate of adhesion to the convention over the past 5 years. Secondly, a review of the protocols. Fifth, and the amended second protocol. Chair, my delegation would like to express its support to the documents that were negotiated during the conferences of the high contracting parties of Additional Protocol 2 and the Amended Protocol and Protocol 5. In the context of Second Amended Protocol, I would like to briefly refer to anti-vehicle mines, AVMs. We share concerns over grave humanitarian concerns of the use of AVMs caused in the civilian population. According to statistics published by the International Center for Demining in Geneva, in 2018, out of a total of 469 victims registered in 23 states, and 53% of them were civilians. The humanitarian consequences go hand in hand with socioeconomic consequences in the affected countries. It is essential that we consider the use of these weapons given the magnitude of their humanitarian consequences, which is why we support that the theme be kept as an agenda item for discussion in the yearly meetings of the convention, so as to address the humanitarian, the adverse humanitarian impact of these weapons, as well as the governing rules that limit their use, and to consider what possible technical characteristics can assist in reducing civilian risk, as has been suggested by the International Red Cross Committee. On the third protocol on incendiary weapons, the third amended protocol, though it does set forth the prohibition of the use of these weapons, does not include any rules on the use of weapons with incidental incendiary devices, such as the white phosphorus weapons, tracing weapons, and flare guns. Their use can affect civilians. Since the last review conference, there have been reports on the use of said weapons, in particular the white phosphorus munitions in populated areas. We are furthermore concerned by reports of the using incendiary weapons from the air in areas with civilian concentration. In light of the grave humanitarian consequences of the use of incendiary weapons and weapons with incendiary effects incidentally, a technical, legal, humanitarian, and environmental analysis of incendiary weapons and weapons with incidental incendiary effects should be considered urgently so as to assess the applicability and continued currency of the provisions of the Third Protocol, which is why, with a view to strengthening the implementation of the Third Protocol, Chile supports Ireland's proposal on carrying out informal consultations with a view to informing the high contracting parties at the next meeting of the state parties. On the fourth protocol, bearing in mind the concern caused by reports on laser systems different from the ones we have seen in the battlefield, and considering the preventive measures to address the situation, my delegation supports strengthening the legal framework provided by the fourth protocol, in particular with an end to broadening its scope in keeping with the evolution of the medicinal concept of blindness and technological progress made to date and documented by the International Red Cross Committee. On cross-cutting matters, Chair, yesterday we spoke about the gender perspective as a cross-cutting issue of particular concern for my delegation. And on this particular, we would like to reiterate that the inclusion of gender provisions has shed light on the differentiated impacts on men, women, and children of these weapons, and has tangibly improved the international community's ability to redress gender inequality. We must continue to work on this foundation so as to improve our understanding and our ability to respond to these gender-differentiated impacts. In particular, the use of conventional weapons is part of the convention and its associated protocols. We would like to note that to date, that the very few references on this matter can be significantly improved. A second cross-cutting issue to include in our work is the effects of armed conflict in the degradation of the environment. Armed conflicts continue to wreak havoc and cause environmental destruction, and the consequences of this harm persist for years or even decades after the wars have ended, leaving an indelible print on the lives of civilians. The role of bodies for the protection of these rights should be made clear and understand what the impact that this has on the population, which, in addition, see their means for subsistence severely affected. Thank you very much, Chair.